want to wish you all members of this group, all the Klai Yisrael, a good Kibben Shtiyar to all. Shall be healthy and well, and this year, upcoming year, should bring brachas, yeshuas, and refuas to all of Klai Yisrael, wherever they are, in Eretz Yisrael, and all over the world, and including in every individual family, and every individual person. We mentioned last year, the Shalom Bayis group, and about working on character and all of these things, that it's a good idea for people who want to work on their relationships, and especially in their marriage, that for many, many people, the Shana Rishayna, and again, these days, Shana Rishayna extends for a longer period of time, and Gedolei Yisrael said it, because it takes more time to adapt and adjust. But for many people who could be married many years and never really fully practiced this concept of Shana Rishayna ever in their lives, or even if they did, to a certain degree, they could do it better. And even if they did it fully, they need to be mishadish themselves. So the idea of having a full year of this upcoming year, Abaleinu L'Taiva, to work on one's midos and on one's character, and also in developing a better relationship, a closer relationship with one's own wife, one's own husband, that ultimately will be a bracha for all the children in the home, so that the Shekhinah should come down in the home and bring refuas and yeshuas to their own family and to Klal Yisrael, is a very, very important thing. Therefore, I want to, again, be mechazik people to continue to listen to the shiurim. You look at the titles, you see what's more negeya to yourselves, and to practice the tools that are brought out, to practice the ways to go about it, how to enhance one's relationship with oneself and in one's wife or husband and one's children. I want to add another thing over here, that Be'ezus Hashem, in this upcoming year, we will be reviewing the book Binyan HaBayis, Teachings of Ramesh Shechara with the Living Marriage. Shortly after Yontiv, it'll come in the earlier groups, like group 1 through 4. And then a little later in time, it'll come through the groups 5 going through 16, where this Sefer, this beautiful Sefer, will be reviewed in length and in depth. And we reviewed many, many Svarim, and they all have value, and they're all great, and they all have wonderful things to contribute. This particular Sefer, Binyan HaBayis, is tremendous, because this person, Rav Moshe Shechadowitz, had shimush from many Gedolei Yisrael on the real depth of what marriage is all about, what Mitzvah Zayin is all about, what the right relationship is to be. It is already a great fundamental Sefer. And we will review that Sefer in length with shiurim that will definitely benefit anyone who listens to it, because of the beauty and the shimush, the direct instructions that he received from these Gedolei Yisrael pertaining to all aspects of marriage, including the private aspect of marriage. And therefore, it's encouraged that when it does come out, to be able to listen to it in the later groups. We'll put a link in the earlier groups if you want to listen to it earlier in the year, or you could wait until it comes out in your own particular group. Then Bli Neder, after that's done, and then we'll be assess what to do going forward. One choice is, there are many other beautiful sources that I could study and review and give forth going forward to add to the shiurim. Another concept is perhaps changing the format a little bit and having shiurim like 6 minutes maximum. I mean, you know, we understand that it's a lot of them are more lengthy, and that was the format that was done till now. But maybe it's best to, going forward, after this project is done towards the middle of the year, to bring shiurim that are only perhaps 6 minutes long tops, so you have a 5 minute share, maybe a 1 minute recap on the practical aspects of what you could learn from the share and what you can do in your day-to-day life as a practical exercise. Or we could do both. review more material and do it that way and also do this, whatever it is, I'm not sure yet. We'll see how it unfolds. We'll see where Hashem guides that these groups should be and go. For those who want to work internally on the marriages and enhance that aspect of your relationship with your husband and wife and with Hashem, we'd be encouraged to join the Pnimi groups, which are very, very helpful with this. And we will see how this unfolds. We'll see how it goes. But anyone who did benefit from it or feels that others could benefit from it, to share these concepts with others. Again, it's a liquid, and a lot of it is taken from Svarim HaKadoshim and from Gedolei Yisrael. Not everything, some come from secular sources, as we say, which are based on Torah, and some are on based directly from Torah and from Gedolei Yisrael. So again, the Binyan HaBayis is a fundamental work that we're going to do shortly after Yom Tov Be'ezus Hashem, and then we'll take it from there. Want to wish everyone again a wonderful, beautiful year. It's a year of Simchas HaChaim, of Bracha and Shefa to all of you, every one of you individually. And again, also to emphasize that, especially this is sometimes the Sunday Shurim, sometimes the Friday Shurim, is not just about marriage, not just about Shalom Bayis, but it's about overall Tikkun HaMidos, working on self-character, covering all different range of topics. And anyone who feels a topic wasn't explored in full or needs to be emphasized more, or any other suggestions, could feel free to reach out to me. And whatever Eitzes Tovos that you have, be definitely open to listening to them. Bracha v'atzlacha. K'siva k'sima tova.